What's up, everyone, and welcome back to the program. Moscow Police Chief James Fry gave an interview to the Daily News on Thursday, and he had a few interesting things to say about where the case is and why they're holding back information. Now, we talk a lot about the miscommunication and how they're shooting themselves in the foot, so I wanted to present the other side of the argument, which is the police chief and the investigators, and why they're saying that they're keeping this information away from the public. Now, those of us who follow this stuff closely, we understand that they can't show us everything they have. And those of us who understand that these things take time, we're not even demanding that. I think what people are most upset about at this point is that the communication has been less than stellar. And that's giving them credit, right? Now, as far as what they're doing as investigators behind the scenes, I really won't criticize that because A, I'm not privy to what they're doing, and B, I wouldn't understand their investigative techniques anyway, if I'm being honest with you. And I doubt most people out there listening or covering this would understand what they're doing either. Look, there's a lot of professionals on the scene, mainly from the FBI, who have dealt with this kind of thing plenty of times before. So I know that there's people who are experienced there who are, you know, doing a good job to try and bring justice. So let's see what James Fry has to say. This article is from the Moscow Pullman Daily News, and the headline, Moscow Police Chief, we're going to solve this. James Fry talks about why information is being held back, reiterates that investigators believe murders were a targeted attack. So they're adamant about it being a targeted attack, but the messaging is horrible. When you have the prosecutor coming out and saying what he said and causing so much confusion, it can't be easy for this police chief, right? This guy's probably smacking himself in the forehead, sitting at his desk, saying to himself, what kind of mess do we got to deal with now? And as far as the prosecutor goes, buddy, just stay in your office, show up when you're needed, sign, you know, whatever paperwork is needed, and get ready for the prosecution. Leave the investigative work and the commentary to the professionals. This article was authored by Anthony Kuipers. The Moscow police chief on Thursday explained why police have held back information from the public regarding the investigation into the November 13th murders of four University of Idaho students. James Fry expressed confidence that the team of investigators will solve the case, even though no suspect has been identified yet. And of course, he's going to show that confidence, right? What's he going to say? Sorry, folks, we don't have anything. We got to pack it in. We're never going to catch the person or persons responsible. Of course not. So he has to say all the right things. I have confidence in the investigation. We're going to catch this person. We're going to find out what happened. But meanwhile, we really aren't any closer to that, at least as far as we know, occurring. Nearly 3 weeks after Kaylee Gonsalves, Madison Mogan, Ethan Chapin, and Zanna Carnotal were killed in their King Road residence, little information has been shared to answer questions, like how the suspect got into the residence, who specifically was targeted, and why other roommates were spared. So in the lack of evidence, in the lack of information, that causes a vacuum. And inside of that vacuum, that's where you get conspiracy theories and wild stuff to pop up. Fry said when that information is made public, the suspect may learn that information too, which may jeopardize the case. It also might jeopardize the integrity of a trial if an arrest is made. He is not wrong about any of that, folks. I know that's not what we all want to hear, and I know people following these cases, they just want the information right away, and I get it. We're talking about four murdered college kids. Everybody here wants justice. I think that's the one thing that all of us share. We all want justice here, from the investigators to people covering the case to people following the case. I think that's the one shared thing that we all have in common at this point. Justice for these kids. Now, how we get to that point of justice, that's going to be the point of contention, because everybody's going to have their own ideas. But the only ideas that really matter, the only ideas that are really going to move the needle, are the ideas that the investigators have and that the investigators are employing. We're always going to hold stuff back as much as we possibly can because when you're talking about the integrity of the case, you're talking about when this goes to trial. Have you tainted jurors? He said during an interview in the Daily News. There's a way bigger picture here than just people knowing, because for it to be a fair trial, you have to have people who don't know facts and have already made up their own opinions on them. 100%. The last thing you want to do is have some sort of issue pop up like we're starting to see down in Delphi. Richard Allen's attorneys are making a big stink about him not being the guy, and I'll tell you the truth, with the way the investigators have gone about it, after what we're just learning about how there was a clerical error, and that was what let Richard Allen get away for all of these years, if I was his lawyers, I'd be looking for loopholes and technicalities too. So that's what you want to avoid in the long run, right? That's why you have to try and protect the integrity of the investigation. And that's why, specifically, if you look at federal investigations that are underway, say, by the Southern District of New York, they very rarely hold a press conference. Very rarely. And I mean very rarely. They held one about Prince Andrew, and that was so out of the norm that it's not even funny. And there's a reason for that. The DOJ, they're not trying to step on their own investigations. And they know that inevitably somebody's going to pop off at the lip involved in the investigation that's going to say something crazy. Fry said his department still believes these killings were the result of a targeted attack, although he did not divulge why detectives believe that. And they're not going to. For those of us out there that want this information, you're just going to have to chill. They're not going to give it to us. We're going to have to hope and pray that they're doing the right thing behind the scenes and they're not just saying the right things. A Wednesday news release from the Moscow police created some confusion on this topic by stating detectives do not currently know if the residents or any occupants were specifically targeted but continue to investigate. Fry confirmed to the Daily News on Thursday that his department still stands by its earlier statements that this was a targeted attack. In an interview with CNN, Idaho State Police spokesman Aaron Snell clarified the recent news releases by saying investigators have not concluded if the target was the residents or its occupants. And I think the confusion here is coming from, again, the messaging. What does it mean to say that the residents itself might be targeted? What does that even mean? And why would you even think that? With no other information and just coming out with that commentary, you know people are going to swim around in them waters and look for some clarity, right? So why even say it? As of Wednesday night, 113 pieces of physical evidence have been collected and taken to the Idaho State Police Crime Lab. More than 260 tips have been submitted to the FBI. That evidence includes DNA from the crime scene, but Fry says he does not yet know when the lab will release the results of that testing. Fry said the police have done many, many interviews with people and will continue to follow every lead. And that's why I'm so concerned here, folks, right? Let's just be very clear. I'm so concerned because they've had all of these interviews. They've talked to everybody who probably has ever even hung out with these kids on campus at this point. And still, we're at a place where it looks like they don't have much. So that concerns me. You would think that if it's somebody in their social circle, somebody in their group of friends, somebody that they had a beef with, we'd know all about that by now. With all of the investigation, with all of the hours spent with interviews, you would think that they would have gleaned a little bit of that knowledge by now if there was any of that to glean. So if that's not the case, and it's not somebody in their circle, that means the dragnet has to be opened up even wider, and you have to consider that it's some stranger, some maniac, who was responsible for this. And if that is the case, well, it's going to be a lot harder for them to get a conviction here and find the person responsible. Now, if this was something that was done in rage, meaning, again, somebody had beef, somebody had a gripe, I would think that the police would be a little bit closer to finding that person by now, considering how far along we are and how many tips they've had and how many interviews they've done. Dealing with this evidence, he said, is a time-consuming task that has contributed to the length of this investigation. I think people need to realize that these things, they take time in order to get the evidence processed and processed properly without destroying it or contaminating it, he says. It takes time to do that. Of course it does. And people have been a bit unrealistic with their expectations as far as turnaround times here. It's going to take a little bit of time, folks. But when the information does start coming in, I wouldn't expect that to be divulged to us anyway. Because, again, it's going to destroy the integrity of their investigation. And that's the most important thing here. We have to remember that. I know we all want answers. I know we all want justice. But the most important thing is that they're able to get to that point without stepping on their own dick. Fry said he knows the community has become impatient with the pace of the investigation, but he said the collection and processing of the evidence is being done correctly. I understand. People are frustrated with that. But in the end, when you have a rock-solid case, that's what matters, he said. 100% correct. And if when this is all said and done, that's what they have, a rock-solid case that leads to a conviction and somebody going to prison for this, I'll be the first one to get up on my soapbox and cheer these guys. Because I understand how difficult this job is. And if they would just clean up that messaging and the way they go about speaking to the public in these news conferences, I really wouldn't have too much to criticize as far as what they're up to. But I understand why people are fired up about this. We're talking about 4 college kids dead, and we're in a day and age where people usually don't get away with this kind of stuff for very long. Especially when you have this many resources dumped into an investigation, people are used to results in this sort of situation. But when you start taking a step back and looking at everything in context, you understand the scope of what we're looking at here. And this isn't going to happen overnight unless there's a tip or a lead or something like that. He said the hours that passed between when the murders likely happened and the 911 call that was placed just before noon has not hindered the investigation. Police learn how to adapt to circumstances they cannot change when working a case. I don't believe that for a second. We all know that the first 2 hours with a body is, you know, those are the golden hours. And it's very important that the investigation and the crime scene is protected and that it's not contaminated. So we don't know what happened in that period of time. So for me, I kind of think him saying that's a little bit silly. We get dealt the hand we're dealt, and then we move forward from that point on, he said. When asked when this case, if it continues to go unsolved, becomes a cold case, Fry expressed confidence it won't come to that. I'm not even going to speculate on that. Number one, because that's not even in my mind, he said. We're going to solve this. We're going to continue to work until we solve it. He called the investigative team, made up of Moscow Police, FBI, and Idaho State Police, an incredible working group. There's no ego, he said. We have a focus. We have a job to do. And we're going to go after that and look for answers. Fry said any tips from the public get sent to the tip line, where staff review them. He said there has been discussion about offering a reward for information leading to an arrest. Fry said while that may happen in the future, police are not ready to do that yet. And I think they don't want to give the impression that they don't have anything. That's my personal opinion, why there's no reward yet. I know other people think there's no reward because the police have something behind the scenes, and that's possible. But for me, I think that they don't want to tip their hand, that they don't have enough information yet, or anything that is providing them with a quality lead. And if they put a reward out, that would certainly tip their hand to the public that they might be at an impasse. So we'll have to see what goes on with that reward, and I'm interested to see if they do post one. Either way, I just wanted to give you James Fry, the police chief, his perspective on what's going on and why he thinks that the evidence should still be protected and why he thinks that eventually we're going to get our suspect here. All right, folks, that's going to do it for this episode. If you'd like to contact me, you can do that at bobbycapucci@protonmail.com. That's bobbycapucci@protonmail.com. You can also find me on Twitter at bobby_CAPUCCI. The link that I discussed can be found in the description box.